I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, November 1st. Well, tomorrow is Election Day in Quincy. Today is the last day to cast an absentee ballot. Absentee ballots may be cast at City Hall through noon today. Mail-in ballots must be received at City Hall by 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Early voting wrapped up this past Friday, and in-person voting will take place tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 15% turnout, up from 8% during the September primary. There are races for three school committee seats, the councilor-at-large seats, and the council seats in Wards 1, 2, and 5. A Quincy police officer is being honored for his efforts in trying to save a woman at Wollaston Beach. Sergeant Patrick Faraday swam out to try and rescue a woman who had entered the water on November 15th of 2019. Air and water temperatures were in the 40s, and Sergeant Faraday was forced to return after suffering hypothermia. He was taken to Quincy Medical Center for treatment. Faraday recently received the Irish American Police Officers Association Life-Saving Award. Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan and Officer Robert Sweetland, president of the Irish American Police Officers Association, made the presentation at police headquarters. The woman was rescued by the Quincy Police Marine Unit and State Police and was also taken to Quincy Medical Center for treatment. Quincy accountant Dolly DePisa has been appointed to the Quincy College Board of Governors. The Quincy resident is managing partner of DePisa and Company CPAs at Marina Bay. She co-founded the Women's Business Connection of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce and is past president of the New England Women Business Owners and the Alliance of Women's Business and Professional Organization. DePisa is also past president of both the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club of Quincy. Dr. Wayne Westcott, chair of the exercise science program at Quincy College, recently received the honor award from the New England chapter of the American College of Sports Medicine. Westcott received the award at the group's annual conference in Providence. The past president of the American College of Sports Medicine said that Westcott is a passionate educator, internationally recognized researcher, prolific author, and gracious mentor. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro praised Westcott for his commitment to generations of students and to the good of the health of the region. Westcott has authored 30 books, has been a strength training consultant for the U.S. military and six NFL teams, and was longtime fitness research director at the South Shore YMCA in Quincy. Police have tracked down the parents of a young girl who was found wandering alone in Quincy Point Friday morning. The girl is about 4 years old and speaks Portuguese, was found by herself in the area of Atherton and South Streets at about 11 o'clock on Friday morning. A few hours later, the department announced that they had located her parents. The girl is said to be safe and healthy. The parents will face charges of reckless endangerment. A new poll shows Michelle Wu has a commanding lead over Anissa Asabi George in the Boston mayoral race just one day before Election Day. The poll from Emerson College found Wu has 61%, while Asabi George has 31%. 8% of the 500 likely voters surveyed are undecided between the two city councilors. There is a margin of error of 4.3%. Wu drew more than 10,000 votes than Asabi George in the preliminary election. Voters were asked what the next mayor's top priority should be in their first 100 days. 28% believe the focus should be on housing. Jerry Remy, a longtime television broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox and a former standout player for the team, has died of cancer. He was 68. The Red Sox confirmed that Remy, who logged more than 40 years of service to the organization, died Saturday night. He was approaching his 69th birthday on November 8th. Remy had stepped away from his role as the color analyst for New England Sports Network's Red Sox broadcasts on August 4th to undergo treatment for lung cancer. It was the seventh time that the Massachusetts native had been diagnosed with cancer, following the initial diagnosis in 2008. His most recent previous diagnosis was 2018. In June, Remy said he experienced shortness of breath during the third inning of a game between the Sox and Blue Jays at Fenway and stepped away from the broadcast as a precaution. He was admitted to Mass General and released later that month. His most recent public appearance came October 5th when he threw out the ceremonial first pitch before the American League wildcard game against the New York Yankees. In 2017, Remy was inducted into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Last year, he was awarded the Judge Emil Fuchs Memorial Award for long and meritorious service to baseball by the Boston Baseball Writers Association. There has been no announcement about any funeral arrangements. Well, Governor Baker's administration says that hundreds of Massachusetts state government workers have been suspended, fired, or resigned for not complying with the COVID-19 vaccine requirement for executive branch employees. At the same time, the mandate appears to have nudged many more into getting the life-saving shots. State officials released data Friday showing that 39,197, or nearly 94% of executive branch employees, got the vaccine or received an exemption by the October 17th deadline. The figures include employees who submitted attestations and those who had their vaccination status verified by their agency. According to Baker's office, over 12,000 employees became fully vaccinated or received their first dose since the strict mandate was announced on August 19th. Meantime, just over 1% of employees have been disciplined for not complying with the requirement, which gave individuals the choice of getting vaccinated or facing progressive discipline, culminating in termination. According to Baker's office, 11 state workers were fired, 130 voluntarily resigned because they didn't want to get the vaccine. Another 362 are currently suspended, the first disciplinary step for non-compliance. And there's about 5% of workers who are in a gray zone. Baker's office says there are over 2,100 employees who are either still having their compliance reviewed, awaiting an exemption decision in the 3-day period after an exemption denial, or on an approved unpaid leave. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher on Friday. The Dow was up 89 points, the NASDAQ rose 50, and the S&P rose 8. Stocks also advanced in Asia. The dollar was higher, the euro was down, oil at $83 a barrel. Sports. Patriots beat the Chargers on the West Coast 27-24. Celtics will host the Bulls tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and a high 61 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 48. Tomorrow, clouds and sun at a high 55, 53. Partly cloudy for Wednesday, 50 with clouds on Thursday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, winds out of the west, a gust of 25 knots, high tide right before 9 a.m. Sunrise at 7:17, set at 5:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, November 1st.